I was walking past one of our production rooms a couple days ago, and I heard some very violent happenings going on inside.
Oh, I know what this is. Don't play this.
It's funny.
Don't play this.
We have both of you. It's not just you, Greg.
What, me?
Gosh. Yes.
Violence from me?
Yes. Because you guys were both...
I thought Aubrey was my buddy.
You guys were both...
He can't be trusted.
Hey. No, Corby heard this because his door was open and he was editing this. And Corby's like, what the hell was that?
So I had to go ask Aubrey, and I'm the one who saved it. So don't blame Aubrey. So
Aubrey is a production guy up here, for those who don't
know. And a great guy, I thought.
So he was like, yeah, Grego was a little upset over some of the things that when he was screwing up during the live spot.
Well,
or
see,
during his recorded commercial.
Well, no, it's not a live spot.
I know,
it's
during
a recorded commercial.
Well,
here's the deal. I can't do those. Okay? I can't do them.
I know.
And if you notice, on any spot that you hear me and Reiner on, Reiner starts them out, he finishes them, and he has all the lines. Because I can't read. I'm basically retarded. Okay? So, once again, if you want to make fun of handicapped people,
well,
go ahead.
I'd like to, today at least. So we have three cuts from Reiner.
Well, you're going to have to do some bleeping on mine,
I bet.
We've
already done it. We have three cuts from Reiner. These are very short. And this is what happens when Reiner screws up during a live spot. And then we'll get to what happens when Grego has a little bit of trouble with the live spot.
Which doesn't happen. Reiner doesn't screw up on those.
No, I do, too.
He's usually one take.
No, I do,
and
too.
And then he gives me the glare because I can't get through mine. I'm not good at this.
So here's a few of Reiner's glitches.
Well, is introducing a brand new digital home advantage package that's... Let me start over. 3, 2, 1. Hey now.
What'd you say there, Mike?
And you've heard...
What was that? What was that that got bleeped out?
That was a little expletive.
A little tiny S word. Okay, here's another example of Mike.
And your family, like Digger and Clyde are to us, then... Let me do that again. 3, 2, 1.
And one more.
Days, make someone's day with him. Hey now.
Whoa.
Son of a bitch. If you're looking for a fun and original gift for someone.
I like that one. I like the back-to-back one. Play that again.
Days, make someone's day with him. Hey now. Son of a bitch. 3, 2, 1. If you're looking for a fun and original gift for someone's birthday.
Now we get to Grego.
All right. God.
Now,
this is a dirty trick.
Sure,
I mean,
this
happens
awful.
every day.
It's just awful.
You guys do these spots at least two or three times a week.
If you want to make this like a daily thing,
you could.
You can. Because we do these things every day, and every day...
I can promise you...
Every day something like that happens.
I can promise you, you do not freak out every day as bad as you freaked out the other day. I promise you.
Well, maybe not, but I generally freak out.
Because this is pretty funny.
Because I'm not that good at doing this. I mean, some people can do it.
Now, we gradually build up to the finality of it all with mine. Here's the first little screw-up.
His score has improved, and you're free form.
God, this is...
Man, what would your good puppy like?
Okay, he's getting angry.
A little bit.
He's getting a little angry. And here comes the first sign of violence.
Get your free 4-pound bag of dog or adult... Get your free 4-pound bag of... By the way, I hit something there.
Right, you hit the top of the little table there.
I just kind
of
slapped it.
So let's hear him hit it again.
Get your free 4-pound bag of dog or adult... Get your free 4-pound bag.
And here's where he's ready to fight anyone who is in his way.
I've been eating their fresh... God. Man, I'm about to tear this place apart!